Hi, this is John Delancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. 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 Geek.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike. And that's our show, everybody. Good night.
That's right. Good night. Shortest show ever.
There's an intro. There's a conversation. There's an outro. Yeah. The conversation's 5 seconds long, and Megatron shut it down.
He terrorized us, yes.
So
this episode is the beginning of 2023, and while we usually try our best to start the new year off right and be positive and be full of life for the new year that we now have, the next chance and whatever the hell is going to happen this year, you faced off against the end of 2022 on your vacation. So why don't you tell everybody what in the Sam hell happened with the Phillips family over the Christmas and New Year's break?
Well, we went to Michigan to hang out with family. So that was part of it. So we flew out Christmas Day using Spirit Airlines. And then spent some time there, hung out with family. And then we went to the airport on New Year's Day. And mind you, Mary and I had only had 3 hours sleep at this point. The boys had maybe five.
Okay. And,
we had to get up at 1:30 in the morning to head to the airport. So,
okay.
Strike it at 1:30 in the morning. That's how our New Year's Day started. Cause we didn't, I mean, we're on the East Coast, but we didn't stay up to see the ball drop. Didn't care. And funny thing was, is at 2:00, it was dropping in Idaho and they had something on the news and it showed like a potato dropping.
Oh my God.
Instead of the ball. And it went down into this box that looked like a McDonald's fry box and French fries popped out when the New Year's, you know, when it hit 12.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. It was like it shredded it. And I was like, okay, that's kind of inventive, you know, Idaho potato. So it was kind of, it was just, so anyways, we saw this and we went to, we got all packed up. We drove a rental car, went to the Detroit airport, got there, got in and walked into the airport. And we saw this huge line outside of Spirit and we didn't really know why. And Mary got this email from Spirit saying our flight was canceled. Yet we looked at the kiosk and it said it was still on time.
Mm-hmm.
So conflicting information.
Yeah.
So we went through TSA, super short line, got through in 10 minutes and that whole process always sucks. Cause you get to, you know, take your shoes off, take your belt off, drop everything out of your pockets, you know, drop your drawers, you know, it's not quite that level, but it's, you know, it was just annoying anyway. And so we get through TSA, we start heading to our area and Mary's like, all right, you guys stay here. I'm going to go figure out what's going on. Cause the email said canceled, but at our kiosk, you know, our terminal, it said, you know, on time still. So she goes down there and this is after 4:00. Our flight was supposed to, you know, start boarding at 5:45 and it was supposed to take off at 6:15.
My God.
6:30 maybe. 6:15 anyway. So We're sitting there, we're waiting. I'm talking to this guy that's over there and he's telling me about, you know, he was on Southwest who the week before was having problems, obviously because of software upgrades that they never did. And
right.
So he's telling me how he was, you know, he's been stuck in Detroit for 4 days with no way out, you know, and they dumped him over to Spirit, who was supposed to get out. And so he went through this whole rigmarole there, and he's explaining, you know, I missed my wife's birthday, I missed New Year's, I missed, you know, this. And he was telling me that he was trying to get, you know, I think it had to have been our flight to Denver. Otherwise he wouldn't have been there, but there was a ton of people there. So, you know, I said, well, I don't know what you want to do. I said, my wife's been down there at, you know, Spirit's area down there, and Mary's texting me, and we're kind of live commentating each other on what's going on. She says, yeah, I'm talking to a bunch of people down here. They got the same email. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And she says, no, it's canceled. She says, you might want to tell everybody that's there to come down and rebook, because they're not going to help you unless you're down here.
Right.
So she, you know, so I start walking around, just, I let my kids use my phone and watch, you know, a cartoon while I'm sitting there telling all the other people, you know, flight's canceled. And they're like, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. And then over the kiosk, or over the PA system, flight blah, blah, blah to Denver is canceled. And everybody starts groaning. And like, one guy had been stranded there for 4 days. And I guess he had been stranded at a different airport for 4 days before that.
Oh, geez.
Because of Spirit.
Yep.
And so basically they weren't letting anybody do anything other than get a refund or put them on the next flight, which the next flight was 3 days later.
Oh, God.
Because they'd canceled our flight, but all the other ones were full. So they were putting us on the Wednesday flight.
Oh, my God.
And I was supposed to fly out Sunday, and I had to go back to work on Wednesday, and Mary had interview on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
So we had that whole dilemma. So she's fighting with him back and forth, and we've both had minimal sleep, so we're very irritable. And so 5:45 rolls by, and she's still down there. She said that they put them in a separate line because they were getting behind checking baggage for the flight that was going out. There are the other Spirit flights going out right around then. So they put everybody that was in the canceled flight in a different line to deal with later. And the boys are still watching something. And then I see a pilot coming over to our terminal with his stuff. And he starts kind of glancing around. And then a second pilot comes over and a flight attendant. And they're looking, and there's no plane there.
Oh, no.
There should have been a plane there. Well, there should have been a plane there because the last flight would have been the day before. So there should have been a plane sitting there waiting. Yeah. And there was no plane there the whole time. And so the pilots are like, they were talking to each other, like, do you know what's going on here? And they're looking, they're seeing nobody there, like, for this flight.
Wow.
We're the only ones sitting over there. And I just, because I was being nosy and I had nowhere else to go, I walked over and I says, they canceled the flight. And they're like, they did? The one pilot was like, he says, I drove over an hour to get here. He says, he's like, they canceled the flight. And I says, yeah, they called over the PA earlier that they canceled and sent emails. And, at like 3:40 after we'd already gotten at the airport. And, so he looks on his phone. He says, yeah, they canceled it. He said, they reassigned us to a different flight. And he says, well, I hope they get you where you need to go. And he says, Spirit's horrible about upgrading updating their screens when, you know, or just communication in general. And this was the pilot, mind you, saying this.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah.
And so he's like, well, best of luck. And then they leave. And then so we're just kind of sitting there waiting. And Mary's like, yeah, they aren't going to do anything for us. So she's like, just come on out. And she says, the earliest we can get out is Wednesday. So, you know, we have to go out of the terminal.
No.
Pass back through. And then we go to her. And there's this family there that has 12 people that they were from Florida. And they couldn't even get a flight back to Florida through Spirit. and they couldn't get a flight to Denver until Wednesday either. And they had paid for a vacation in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. like hotels, like excursions, yeah. like events, like all kinds of stuff. And for 12 people. And they were telling them basically, yeah, we'll give you $100 each for each other, you know, each of you.
Damn. Like,
do absolutely nothing. And so, you know, we're all conversing and there's this one guy that the one that I was telling you about that was there for 4 days.
Four days.
Like in the airport because he had nowhere else to go. And he was at a different airport 4 days before that. He was pretty upset. He whipped his water bottle as fast as or like pretty hard. And it whacked this big metal wall.
Jesus.
And then he goes over, like he whipped it. Like there was nobody around. It was just, he was mad. And so he whipped it. And then he goes over and he slumps down on the ground and he's just like, just kind of laying there. And then two security guys come up to him, start talking to him. They're like, normally they're like, we'd do something about this. They're like, but this is a normal occurrence over here. They're like, so we're going to, you know, just cool it and, you know, they let the guy off because like they weren't going to do anything to him because they're like, it's just a normal occurrence.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he hurt anybody. But miraculously, after he does this, they're offering people connecting flights.
OK, finally.
Or flight transfers.
Yeah.
Different airlines. And so then like because Mary was dealing with something else at the time, I went down to Southwest because somebody that was on our flight told us that, hey, they're doing flights to Detroit, you know, see how much they'll give you over it. You know, so Mary's finding out how much she can get a refund for and finds out that we can get half of what we paid back, from Spirit. And
wow.
Now, mind you, Southwest was the one that had all the digital problems.
Right.
Prior. Well, they didn't have any problems anymore. And it was going to cost us an extra $700 to fly home the same day or the next day even. But it was funny because it was a direct flight. And if you were doing connecting, I think it wasn't that much difference in price. And I was like, yeah, with our luck, we'll get stuck at some other airport, you know. And my wife was like, you know, at least if we get stuck here, it's Detroit. We can, you know, drive back to our parents' house and, you know, we got somewhere to go. They're like, or if we get stranded in Denver, we just drive home, you know? So it's like, you know, either way, we've got somewhere to go. She says, I won't do a connecting flight because you don't know where you'll end up or if you'll be stranded there, especially in this landscape. So anyways, so she gets, we're going back and forth with both companies and they finally decide that, oh, we can get you on this flight to like Spirit. Tells us we can get you on this flight through American Airlines.
Right.
And they're like, but if you can get a refund down at the other place, then we can get you out in the next 40 minutes. And, you know, through a different airline because it's one of their partnered airlines. And they also use Delta. So we could have used Delta too. But Delta, we would have had to go out at 9 p.m. that night.
Right. Yeah.
Which would have meant staying in the airport for another 12 hours.
Oh no.
And
take the 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, so we were going to try and then Southwest is like, yeah, we're not doing a refund. You just bought it 30 minutes ago. So
wait, what?
Yeah. So Southwest is like, we bought tickets through Southwest because like 30 minutes prior to this, you know, them deciding that they can send us out early because we went over to Spirit to go get a refund. And they tell us, hey, we can get you on a connecting flight to get you out, you know, a different airline, not a connecting flight, but a different airline. And so we were going back and forth over the phone. She's down there. I'm at Spirit. You know, we're just tying up the supervisor waiting. And then finally, Southwest was like, yeah, we're not going to refund it. You just bought it 30 minutes ago. And, you know, that's basically it. And so I had to get the refund from Spirit for the remaining balance. And they said that they refunded it. I don't know if they ever did like fully. So we're still dealing with that. I mean, I have a receipt saying that they refunded it, but
it hasn't shown up
anywhere else yet. And then, the flight for Southwest was going out at like 12:30. Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. It was only like another 2.5-3 hours. So we got our tickets, went down there, had to go back through TSA.
Yeah.
At the part where they check your ID, my ID, for whatever reason, would not scan.
Jesus.
And the lady was like doing it. Like she sent it through the machine like 5 times and the stupid thing would not read.
Oh my God.
And my wife's like, we just did this 3 hours ago. She says, the card worked, you know? And I was like, honestly, I'm not trying to do anything. I just want to go home. And yeah. The lady felt bad for us when we started telling her about the spirit stuff. She looks at the ID, got her supervisor. They're like, yeah, they're good. Let us through. Got through TSA fine. Went over to our area. I sat down. The boys sat down. Mary sat down. Then they went and got some food for us to eat, like just some light stuff.
Yeah. Now,
the airline gave us no food vouchers for the inconvenience. No perks whatsoever for the inconvenience, which, you know, you would think they would do. So I, mind you, I'm arguing with them on Twitter.
Of course, that's what you do. I mean, that's the fastest, easiest way to get a hold of anybody as far as like customer service.
Well, so you saw my post where I'm going AWOL.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Spirit sucks, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then, so I got their customer service team and then they offered us as consolation prizes. They said free vouchers for a future flight. And we're like, oh, okay. And then come to the details of it. They're $100 vouchers per person, which won't cover anything.
Yeah. That doesn't cover
and they expire on April 1st. So I was arguing with them about that. And then I was arguing with them about giving us, you know, reimbursing us for our cost at Southwest at very least. And so I'm still waiting on that. That's another 18 days before I find out on that one.
Jesus.
The saga continues, because, we had a rental car when we were in Detroit too. They're still charging us.
Oh,
and we returned the damn car.
Oh my God.
So they've charged us $29 a day since we left Sunday. So Mary's got to deal with that tomorrow. And then, gross incompetence, because they don't have any way to properly do things. And so I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with Spirit. And yeah, and then Spirit just came out with they're not doing direct flights anymore to Denver and Detroit. Connecting flights only, which means there's probably a snowball's chance in hell that we'll ever go back to Michigan.
Yeah.
Unless we fly a different airline.
Well, yeah, honestly, at this point, you should fly a different airline. I mean, seriously.
Well, but Spirit is the cheapest one to get back.
Yeah,
which, when Spirit works, it works. But when it doesn't, we've discovered it doesn't.
It doesn't, exactly. And
but we ended up on the same flight as the guy that whipped his water bottle for Southwest. Yeah. So we were on the same flight. So I was, it was kind of funny because we're sitting there waiting, you know, to take this flight. And so it just, I don't know. It was kind of humorous.
So the thing that sticks with me is you bought a ticket at Southwest, correct?
Yeah, because we couldn't, they told us.
Right. Okay, no, but you bought tickets at Southwest. 30 minutes later, you tried to get a refund for those tickets at Southwest because Spirit offered you something. And Southwest said, no, you only bought them 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
Hello? This isn't like you left the airport, went home for 6 months, came back and said, oh, we'd like a refund on. Like, this isn't like you going into Target, buying an action figure, never opening it, leaving it in a bag, and then coming back a year, oh, I'd like to return this, and it's past the 90-day warranty. Or like, seriously? 30 minutes. What the fuck, Southwest? What the flying, fluking, flack-a-black of Southwest. I will most likely never fly again. I have no travel plans. I just don't. But when I did fly, when I was flying, we used Southwest, and then we started using Alaska Airlines. And Alaska was pretty damn good. It was pricey, because obviously it's two people, you know, whatever. But, I mean, for the price, what you get and the service you get, it was better than Southwest has been in the last 30 years of me flying Southwest. That boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy.
So that's been my week.
That's been your holiday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, at least you got to go home and see the family and all that good stuff for, I guess, quote unquote, one last time, unless, you know, airlines get their act together.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yes, we shall see. What else you got for this episode of Altered Geek, sir?
Well, let me pull them up. So, when I took the boys to the store the other day, after we did some running around town, getting errands done and stuff, after, you know, being home a day, I went to Walmart because I was curious what they had. And they had a lot of the same legacy figures as what I figured they would. But they also had Playmates figures.
Oh, cool.
Not just any Playmates figures. Star Trek.
Oh, boy.
They had Wrath of Khan, Admiral Kirk, and Captain Spock. Which, when I was younger, I had none of those except for the Admiral Kirk, except it was Captain Kirk from Generations. So it looks very similar. Very different. It's not the same paint or plastic that I can tell from like the old 90s Star Trek figures. Like there's a definite difference to them. Yeah. Just by looking at it. I didn't buy it, but they weren't that badly priced. They were like $12. For the figures, which isn't terrible.
No, that isn't terrible.
And I was severely tempted with the Admiral Kirk, but I have the Captain Kirk one.
Yep.
And I bought it for like $5 at a convention like 6 years ago.
Yep.
So I didn't really see the reason to buy another one. What tempted me, however, was the classic USS Enterprise light up and sound effect starship. That's like 18 inches long put together. And it was like $40. And I was like, it's not terribly priced.
Right. That's not bad.
And I would probably splurge on it, except
you'd get killed.
That's part of it. The other part is it's not, I would risk it if it was the Enterprise A.
Yeah.
Because it's a different version of the same ship. Like it's the refit. I like the refit design the most. Yep. I have the Hot Wheels one that I bought years ago for like $12. It's miniature though. It's like,
yeah, it's tiny,
5-inch, you know, Enterprise on a. But regardless, if I messed with it because the buttons worked and I had fun pressing the cycling through the buttons. There's three buttons on it. One of them is like the weaponry. One of them's like the warp engines and the shields and, you know, sound effects like that. And then the middle button is just Kirk or Spock dishing out commands.
Very cool.
And then the engines light up at the front and the back, which the original one didn't. It lit up on the front.
Right. But not the back
of the nacelle. And then the saucer of the original didn't light up. Whereas this one, like the underside and the upper side of the bridge light up in a light blue, which is more of in tune of what they're doing now. But anyways, I was looking at this and I was like geeking out in the store and my kids are just looking at me like,
Dad, you're crazy.
Yep. And so, yeah, I was pretty excited about seeing it, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I have several miniature Enterprises on my desk as is, so and Voyager. So, but yeah, I was severely tempted. And then, of course, I went to Target and found Inferno.
Yes.
So I have all the season one beasts.
Inferno was season one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, middle of season one.
I swear he came...
Quick Strike was season two and Rampage was season two.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Silverbolt.
Right. Yeah. I remember that. I don't know. For some odd reason, I felt that Inferno came later, like season two, but I guess maybe he just came late season one.
Yeah. It was kind of mid, like two thirds of the way through.
Yeah. I haven't been doing much. I've been podcasting. I've been, you know, all that stuff. So that's pretty much all I have. I don't have anything that is like, I mean, okay, technically, I guess I've been doing a lot more guest spots. I've been guesting on other people's podcasts a lot lately. So that's been very, very cool. I've got a couple guest spots coming up. I've got one I'm recording next month, and I've got one that, it's Taylor and his girlfriend. I don't want to say her name in case I get it wrong, but it's, I heard him on Set Listing Bruce with Jesse Jackson, and Taylor and his lovely girlfriend have a podcast called You Are the Host. So basically they invite guests on and they basically make the guest the host, and the guest comes with the topic and the guest doesn't run the show. But basically the point is the guest kind of, you know, is the main host of the show kind of thing.
Interesting.
So that's going to be fun. That's right. He debuted in Spider's Game. Okay. Yeah. Season 1, episode 16. Okay. I remember this now because spiders. Oh, God. Spiders and ants and snakes. Oh, my. But yeah, it was Rhinox, Primal, Tigatron, Air Razor, Tarantulas, Megatron, Scorponok, Black Arachne, Lospinator, and Inferno's debut. That's awesome. And that Inferno figure is awesome.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, Hasbro's always, you know, making the next one the best one kind of thing, like whatever they end up doing for legacy characters. And seriously, I don't know how they can top themselves on that Inferno that they had now have out in stores. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I saw one.
You saw one?
One. Like it's funny because if you go to two different stores, like my boys are kind of into Hot Wheels, and mostly because I got my wife a Super Nintendo controller for the computer, USB.
Okay.
And we played the N64 on the PC.
Okay.
Played Mario Kart.
And
I let my kids play it.
Yeah.
And so they bought some Mario Kart Hot Wheel cars. And racetracks.
Very cool.
So when we went to Walmart, and they had the full stock of Transformers and the Star Trek, they were cleaned out of Hot Wheel.
Oh, wow.
Whereas if you go to Target, it's the other way around.
Yeah, they have all the Hot Wheels and nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much. The Transformers were cleaned out. They clearanced Cup. I think he was going for, what was he going for? I want to say it was like 25. He was going for like 15. Just clearanced. They had like 10 of them. And it was the Bumblebee ones. It's the Target exclusive Bumblebee reissues of different figures with slightly different paint jobs.
Right.
So they had the Cup version of that. They had, for a while, they had the repainted Terrorsaur and the Dinobot. The Dinobot they even were selling for dirt cheap, but that was completely cleaned out. Like the one that looks like a naked chicken, the original figure. So they had that, but they had two Armada Starscreams.
Oh, wow.
From Legacy. And then they had Legacy Inferno, which oddly enough had the... It had the altered Predacon symbol, but it wasn't the one from Transformers Prime, like Dragon Megatron. And then they had like Iguanas from the core class, and then a couple of rando Bumblebee Adventure or Cyberverse or something figures. It was pretty much nothing.
Wow.
So yeah, I walked by and I was like, oh, Inferno, yoink.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been spending my time repainting, Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Nice.
Which I'll eventually post pictures of.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So this is, like I said at the beginning of this, the new year, folks.
Let us know what topics you guys would like us to cover.
Yes, please.
Not only because we're just kind of looking for ideas, but I mean, we're not going to talk about James Gunn and, you know, dumping the DCAU and foobarring it worse than it already was, but,
mean the DCEU, not AU. Yeah,
DCEU. Yes. The AU is perfect. The EU is, you know, and then, you know, of course, Screen Rant will hire anybody these days.
Yeah, you want to talk about that, or you want to wait till next? Let's wait till next week. That could be another rant for us, the Screen Rant, and these articles. Yeah, well, and
maybe that's a fun segment. Every week we have. Three up, one down.
There you go.
Three positive topics, one dump.
Yep. There you go. The strange thing to me with DC, Warner Brothers, that whole mess, is that they are pressing on with Ezra Miller and the Flash movie, but they dump everything. Why are they pressing on with Ezra Miller? This person
is part of the problem.
They are part of the problem. You see me dancing around, like, you know, calling them by name and this, that, and the other thing and everything else. But like, what I don't understand is they let the Batgirl movie just die, but they're so committed to this Flash movie and having him as the Flash. And he's done all this crazy, stupid, potentially criminal bullshit, I think. I don't know. I'm just guessing because I haven't really looked at it. I don't care about Ezra. I think he's the worst Flash that's ever been on screen.
Yep. Just not entertaining whatsoever. Just terrible personality.
The fact that
he's been arrested and in trouble with the law so many times.
Yeah.
Should be an automatic boot.
Why isn't it? Yes. And I went back to his
controversy breakdown.
There,
yeah. Is, you know, looking from 2011, charged with marijuana possession. 2020, appears to choke a woman outside a bar. 2022, delivers a cryptic message to the KKK.
Oh my God!
In March of 2022, charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. Same month, gets a restraining order.
See,
next month, arrested on a second degree assault charge. 2 months later, accused of grooming. The same month, another parent comes forward.
Yeah.
2 months later, accused of burglary.
This is why.
You know, I mean, there's so many things that are, I mean, there's multiple, there's like four more of them.
Yeah. There's so many criminal charges against this person that I don't know why they aren't already in jail. Like, seriously. And I'm a true crime junkie. I understand and I follow along with all this stuff. And I understand how certain arrests are being, you know, are made and things like that, whatever else. But like, he has all these negative things. Criminal.
The individual should be removed.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah. Zazla is just, oh God. All of it. Just, I don't understand why Warner Brothers, even under the new leadership, it has not gotten rid of him.
Yeah, them. Dump Ezra and start over.
Yeah, basically.
This clean slate protocol.
Yeah, exactly. Do it, Tony Stark. You did it with everything else. What's so important about this Flash movie that...
They're bringing Keaton back.
They were... they're bringing Keaton back, and that's fine. But they were going to have Keaton in the damn back. I was more interested in the Batgirl movie than I was the Flash movie. I probably won't see the Flash movie, most likely. If I do, it's just going to be whatever scene Keaton is in. So anyway, 2023, please tell us other topics you want us to talk about and things like that here in Altered Geek. You got anything else?
No, that's it. I think I'll wait release the anger bomb of
yes
of, and it is not really an anger bomb. It's more of a nitpick because it drives me nuts when these guys don't do proper research.
Yes, that's gonna be fun next time.
It's more so like even when I wrote in tech,
yeah,
when I was laid off.
Yeah.
There were topics that I was not knowledgeable about that I had to write about.
Yeah.
Because they were assigned. So I get it a little bit. But there's this magical place called Memory Alpha if you're writing about Star Trek that you can literally find out anything you need to know.
Yep.
I write in a Star Trek RPG, and if I don't know something, I look it up there first.
Yeah, doing research is not that hard, folks.
Yeah, so...
Really isn't. So, yeah. You want to close it out, sir?
Sure. So, you can get a hold of the show on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can get a hold of us on the Twitters, at AlteredGeek, or myself, at SCP21, and yourself, sir?
At TFG1Mike.
And, as always, you can send us an email, feedback, at geekcastradio.com, if you have a suggestion of a topic or... of something you'd like us to review or something of that nature, let us know there or on the website or the socials. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Excellent.